He has his feet back full very, very soon.
然后跟住佢就话重到几乎拎唔到啊。
So heavy that he can hardly lift it up.
啊，另外收集感谢嗰个天使就话：哎呀，我由朝走到晚啊。
The other one who is to collect people thankful, he ran day to night.
哇，但系个袋咧系都系好空空嘅，仅有几个嘅感谢。
But his bag is pretty empty, only a handful of gratitude.
于是佢哋大家见到面就好诧异咁问啦。
So when they meet, they were astonished and asked each other.
喂，点解世界上嗰啲人咧，佢系净系识祈祷，佢哋唔识感恩噶
？Why do people on earth they only know how to put their requests in prayer and doesn't give thanks？
啊，呢个咧，听到呢个故事咧，好似喺度讽刺紧世上嘅人。
The story is mocking people on earth.
啊，但系当我哋谂深一层咧，呢个唔系人嘅真实嘅写照咩
？True, in fact.When we think about it, this is really what's happening.
根据咧旧年啊，2016年十一月
，according to 2016
十一月嘅时候
，November 2016，
系美国基督教邮报咧有一个咁样嘅报道。
Mail
Christian Post
Christian Post of the America they have such a report.
他说呢他们在当年做了一个的调查报告、啊。
That there is a survey in that year.
是有一个美国的机构叫做 Lifeway Research 做的。
The organization Lifeway Research did this survey.
他访问了1000名的美国人。
They interviewed 1000 Americans.
他们邀请他们回答两个问题。
Asking them to answer two questions.
第一他说感恩节你感恩什么
First,What do you thank for? What do you thank for in on Thanksgiving?
第二，喺感恩节你向边个感恩
？Second, who do you thank to on that day?
调查结果
，and the result of this survey
就有四成左右嘅人咧喺感恩节嗰度唔向上帝感恩。
40% of the people do not give thanks to God.
大约有六成左右嘅人咧就向上帝感恩嘅。
And the rest 60% they do.
其中有八成的人呢是填写有宗教信仰。
And of these 60%, 80% of them indicated that they have religious belief.
不过他们说除了向感恩上帝之外呢他们还有感恩的对象的。
Well, these people, apart from God, thanking God, they also thank others.
感恩家庭啊感恩朋友啊同埋自己添。
Such as their families, their friends, and even themselves.
咁 Lifeway Research 機構呢個執行董事咧就有咁嘅表示。
The CEO of Lifeway Research in had this comment。
佢話雖然有六成左右嘅人係會感恩，不過以美國嘅宗教取向咧，仍然係低於期望。
Although there are 60% of people thanking God, this is still below expectation because of Americans religious is a religious-oriented country.
啊！这个报告啊，我哋唔系话边一个国家嘅人嘅问题。
Well, this is not about which country.
系其实唤起咗我哋嘅醒觉。
And this is in fact a wake-up call for all of us.
我哋会唔会喺不知不觉当中都唔向上帝感恩嘅咧
？Would it be that we subconsciously also fail to give thanks to God？
或者我哋又有喺乜嘢嘅时候先至会向上帝感恩咧
？And when exactly do we give thanks？
今天经文呢我们上帝藉着他的仆人保罗呢就教导和提醒我们呢是要学习在我们生命当中要活出上帝叫我们做的旨意。
And this morning, God through his servant Paul teaches, wants us to learn what God wants us to live out, how to live out his will in our lives.
我想一起呢就再读一次经文看一看 PowerPoint.
Let's read the verses again.
先读中文，跟住 MC 会答英文。要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事感恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Let's read the English version together. Be cheerful, no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God, no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you to belong to Christ Jesus to live.
呢三节经文嘅用词咧，保罗系用咗现在命令时态嚟到写出嚟嘅。
In these three verses, Paul uses the present tense.
即 话呢啲嘅命令系要不断咁样进行，唔系做咗一次就一劳永逸。
Meaning this command are to be executed all continually and not a one-time thing。
所以你会睇到佢讲常常啊，又要不住啊，仲要反思啊咁样。
That's why you see in the verses it uses what happens, no matter what happens, always。
所以凡事感恩的意思呢，我就喜欢看Eugene Peterson 的 The Message 的解释，是比较清楚和容易明白，特别是凡事感恩。他说无论发生什么事都要谢恩。
Especially in the later half of these words, thank God no matter what happens.
就是说什么情况之下我们都要谢恩。
Meaning, no matter what circumstances we are in, we have to give thanks to God.
其实很重要的，我曾经听过唐崇荣牧师解释这段经文。
Once I heard how Pastor Stephen Tong explained this passage.
他说常常喜乐不住的祷告凡事谢恩，是整个属灵生命的三方面。
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. These are the three aspects of spiritual life.
但是三者是互相结连的。
And these three are interrelated.
一个喜乐的人呢，他就懂得谢恩。
A joyful person, he knows that he has to give thanks.
一个谢恩的人呢，他继续经历喜乐。
A grateful person keeps experiencing joy.
一个人他在喜乐和谢恩当中过生活的呢，他就常常藉着祷告亲近神。
A person living in a grateful and joyful life, he gets close to God by praying continually.
所以呢，这三个属灵的要素呢，是互相结连，是分不开的。
So these three spiritual elements, they are interrelated, they are inseparable.
对我们来说呢，这三个属灵要素你会觉得做得最多是哪一个？
Of these three, which one do you think we do most?
当然是第一个了，我们多数祈祷的嘛，我们常常都祈祷的。
The first one, praying continually, we often pray.
因为我们向上帝即是向他祈的时候，我们又要 将需要的交给他，希望得到。
And we add our requests in our prayers, hoping that we will get them.
至于谢恩呢？
But how about giving thanks?
咁有时呢，遇到一啲嘅困难嘅时候就会犹豫咯。
When we are in difficulty in time of hardship,
每日呢我哋食饭，我哋会谢恩啊！吓，我哋朝头早啊，咁起身啊，会谢恩啊，祈祷啊。咁但系咧，真系遇到困难，我哋点咧？通常咧就系会喺环境恶劣嘅得到解决之后。
But we pray normally during meal, maybe in the morning. But when hardship comes, when do we pray? We pray when the situation is getting resolved.
或者是我们病得到一些医治啊，或者是即是知道是有起色啊，即有好转。
We give thanks when our sickness get healed.
或者是难处当中我们看到出路。
Or when we see a way out of our trouble.
我们呢称这样就称得上值得谢恩的时候。
That's the time that we say it deserves we giving thanks.
所以相信最难做的就是在任何情况无论发生什么事都要谢恩。
So it's, the difficult thing is, no matter what happens, we give thanks. This is the real, really difficult part.
是的，我们今天就是感恩节，我们都希望多些时间花在这个属灵的质素的方面，怎样来到学习呢，是凡事来到去谢恩的。
So on this Thanksgiving day, let's spend some time learn about thisquality of life, how to be grateful no matter what happens.
的确啊，在人生遭遇风暴的时候。
Yes, when we are struck by storm during our lives.
例如痛苦绝望。
Like pain and despair.
我们遇患恶疾。
Where we have serious sickness.
生离死别。
We may have death of our loved ones.
天灾人祸。
Or disasters by human or nature.
怎样能够在这些境况下我仍然可以谢恩呢？
How do we give thanks when we are under such situations?
每一次呢，当讲到呢，一些苦难的时候，真的很不容易。
When these sufferings are real, it is not easy.
但是苦难是有出路的。
But there is a way out of sufferings.
这个就是在主耶稣里面。
And that lies in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋向佢寻找，佢给我哋答案。
We ask him and he will give us an answer.
亦都系效法嘅榜样。
And he's also our example.
因为耶稣话：我就系道路、真理、生命。
He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
主耶稣佢系俾咗我哋一个面对好惊恐嘅事情之后，仍然能够一个嘅谢恩嘅一个典范。
He gave us an example that when facing even the horrible, most horrible things, how he can still give thanks.
我哋睇一节嘅经文，就系路加福音廿二章十九节。
Luke 20, chapter 22:19.
他拿起饼来，感谢了，擘开递给他们说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当这样行，为的是纪念我。
And he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
好熟喎，我哋好多時咧喺聖餐主日咧聽到牧師咧嚟到去誦讀。
This is a very familiar passage that we hear pastors reading it on during communion.
呢一節經文裏邊提到呢個感謝呢一個嘅詞語，喺希臘文嘅字根咧係聖餐嘅意思。
The words giving thanks in Greek language has the meaning communion
or Eucharist.
A Eucharist.
聖餐的字根又可以包含恩典和喜樂的意義在裡面。
And this word Eucharist also means grace and joy.
為什麼主耶穌基督他在被埋那一夜，他面對將要走上十字架那個痛苦的死亡的當中，他要跟他的門徒分開，他要跟他最親密的父神分離的時候，他在这个恶劣的境况之下仍然能够谢恩呢？
Why did Jesus, on the night that he is about to be betrayed, knowing that he is going to suffer pain and death on the cross, that he will have to part with his disciples and even parting with his heavenly father, how could he still give thanks?
我曾经看过一个基督徒的作家，他叫John Broom，有一个很好的解释，我跟大家一起分享。
Once I heard the explanation or his views from a Christian writer John Broom, I share it with you now.
他說耶穌的感謝不是基於他目前的情況。
Jesus Christ did not give thanks because of the situation he was in.
他即將忍受最可怕的事情，但他能夠感謝我們的父親，是因為十字架這件事將會帶來的恩典和榮耀，所以他得到喜樂。
He was about to face most horrible pain and death. And he thanked God because of what the cross would bring about, and that is grace and joy and glory.
主耶稣他向天父感恩，是什么？是为了他有一个信念，他肯定上帝来到去告诉他有未来的恩典，这来到去推动他。
Jesus gave thanks to God because of his faith he had on Heavenly Father.That there will be future grace.
就好像希伯来书十二章第二节讲的，他告诉我们，我们要专一注视耶稣，就是那位信心的创始者和完成者，他因为那摆在面前的喜乐，就忍受了十字架，轻看了羞辱，现在就坐在神宝座的右边。
As written in Hebrews 12 verse 2,Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
主的至善不是放在十字架受死这个的事里面。
What Jesus saw at that time was not the death on the cross.
而是注目在上帝应许那个将来的喜乐。
Rather, he focused on the future joy that God promised.
是什么？就是十字架受死的事成就之后，父得荣耀，还有将来千千万万无数的人，包括我和你，因为相信而脱离了痛苦，得着救恩。
But rather, he was focusing on the completion on the cross. That is, that God the Father will be glorified and thousands of people will be out of their pain and be saved through believing in Jesus Christ.
所以睇到嗰個將來喜樂同埋將來嘅恩典嗰度未？
So that's important. Future glory, future joy,
and future grace.
And future grace.
所以同樣咧，上帝願意我哋喺困苦當中，我哋能夠注目喺佢嘅應許裏邊。
Likewise, God wants us to focus on His promise, especially when we are in hard times.
所以好似保羅喺腓立比書一章六節所講嘅，佢話：我深信那在你們中間開始了美好工作的，到了基督耶穌的日子，必成全這工作。
And Paul said it in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ.
基督徒的终极的盼望就是主再来的时候，我们带出来那个的，我们会见到那个新天新地，到时我们没有眼泪，没有痛苦，将会永远与主同一起的喜乐。
The ultimate hope of Christians is when Jesus come again. Then there will be new heaven and new earth. There will be no more pain, no more tears, and we will be in joyful moments with our Lord in eternity.
所以主耶稣基督佢设立咗呢个圣餐，佢系话俾我哋听，我哋呢一班属神嘅群体。
Jesus set up communion.His purpose is to tell us that we, as a group belonging to Christ,
我哋要时刻感谢上帝，藉住主耶稣基督佢喺十字架宝血嘅救赎而赐下嘅恩典。
That we will always remember God's grace, which He's given to us through Jesus Christ on the through Jesus' death on the cross.
我哋要以合一嘅心纪念主嘅爱。
That we should.Remember God's love as a group with a unity in heart.
在世上，我们一同做基督的见证，而且警醒等候主的再来，这个就是主的心意。
And be God's His witnesses on earth, and this is God's will on us.
亦都是要我们常存感恩的心来到去领受，同埋我们能够去纪念这些恩典。
And always remember this with a gratitude heart and.And remember His grace.
And 这个就是最大的感恩。
And this is the greatest gratefulness.
所以凡事谢恩其实是一种心态的更新。
So giving thanks, no matter what, is a change of attitude.
是迈向成熟的生命。
It's a life heading maturity.
要活出什么事情都能够谢恩呢，就要用信心来作出这个抉择。
To live a life where we can give thanks no matter what is about making choices based on our faith.
不是因为个事情已经明白了我才懂谢恩。
Giving thanks not only after things are settled.
不是因为环境合我心意我就谢恩。
Not because things are happening my way.
更加不是我想得到的东西我得到了我就才谢恩。
And of course, not because I'm getting what I want.
而是一项信心的宣告和抉择。
Rather, giving thanks is a declaration of our faith and our choices.
我们要认定神爱我们。
We have to be certain that God loves us.
耶利米书九章十一节说的，他说我们要记住是什么？神是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念的。
In Jeremiah 29, verse 10, 11, His plan is to prosper you and not to harm you.Plans to give you hope and a future.
耶利米书第九章十一节 ，Chapter 9，认定咧神咧系最系对我哋最好嘅。
And be certain that God is good, His best to us.
系雅各书一章十七节话嘅，佢话各样美善嘅恩赐同埋各样全备嘅恩赐都系从上头而嚟嘅。
James chapter 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above.
从众光之父嗰度降下来，佢喺里边系冇转、冇改变、冇转动嘅影儿。
Coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows.
我好喜欢 Rick Warren 咧有一个嘅提醒。
Well, I love these reminders from Rick Warren.
佢話快樂嘅時候咧，你要讚美神。
Well, happy moments, praise God.
你有困難嘅時候，你尋找神。
Difficult moments, seek God.
啊，當你安靜嘅時候，你敬拜神。
Quiet moments, worship God.
痛苦嘅時候，你信靠神。
Painful moments, trust God.
每一刻感謝神。
And every moment, thank God.
在2010年嘅時候，海地太子港發生咗一個災難性嘅地震。
In 2010, in Prince Harbor of Haiti, there was a catastrophic earthquake.
一年之後，世界宣明會嘅主席 Richard Sturms 咧就去當地訪問。
A year later, Richard Sturms, the CEO of World Vision, visited there.
佢哋嘅教堂咧，原來咧係做一用一啲膠嘅帶製成嘅帳幕嚟搭成嘅一個建築物。
The church there was built with plastic string.Like、
原来呢个帐幕啊，系由好多好多佢哋喺地震之中失去咗家庭、无家可归嘅人群咧，去搭成咗呢间教堂。
This tent was built by the thousands and thousands of people who lost their home during earthquake.
啊，当时咧，佢哋正在喺度嚟到去敬拜神、拍手掌嚟到开心嚟到去唱歌。
At the church, they were celebrating.Praising God, clapping their hands, singing.
佢跟住就祈祷，感谢神。
And they pray and they give thanks to God.
崇拜充满咗朝气同埋希望。
Worship was filled with hope and joy.
当中系有唔少喺地震当中受伤，佢哋嚟到被截肢嘅。
Among the congregation, there were many that were amputated because of the
带领唱诗嗰位咧，系一个32岁失业嘅单身母亲。
The one leading him singing was a 30-year-old single mother.
喺地震嘅时候，佢就系俾一啲嘅建筑物嚟到去压住佢，于是佢失去咗佢嘅右臂同埋左脚。
The earthquake, this single mother had his right arm and left leg crushed by collapsing building.
他当时就是用他的意志来到去站在这里领导一个合唱团，还要举起手来要赞扬上帝。
And in this church, she was standing on her artificial limb, raising her arm to praise God.
场面非常之感动。
And the scene was very touching.
Richard Sturms 后来跟这位的单亲母亲来到去倾偈。
Richard Sturms later talked to this single mother.
他向他表示，他說其實在地震裡面，我失去了工作，失去了我家，還有失去了我右手左腳。
She said, during this earthquake has caused me my job, my left foot, my right arm, and my family.
他說但我仍然感恩，是因為他保存了我生命。
But still, I give thanks to God, because God keep my life.
他形容说就好像主耶稣去使拉撒路复活一样，他将生命再给我。
She continues to say, it was like my Lord, our Lord resurrected Nazareth. My Lord gave me life again.
他说我相信啊，上帝要我生存呢，他就要我去抚养我两个女，同埋呢去给我更多的时间可以去继续侍奉他。
I believe God wants me to live so that I can.Continue to take care of my two daughters and give me more time to continue to serve him.
所以见证我哋睇到，如果我哋嘅盼望系喺上帝。
So this testimony tells us when our hope is in God.
无论我哋生命点样，我哋都可以有喜乐。
No matter our life, what happens to our life, we can be joyful.
因为又好似呢一班嘅海地嘅信徒一样。
Just like this.Haiti, brothers and sisters.
我哋因为呢一位已经复活咗嘅耶稣，就能够喺痛苦嘅时候都可以喜乐同谢恩。
Because of our resurrected Jesus, we could still be joyful and be giving thanks no matter what.
我喺危难当中，我哋究竟感恩啲乜嘢啊
？So in times of distress, what do we thank for？
我哋唔系感谢有呢啲嘅困难。亦都唔係注目喺事情嘅結果。
Of course, we are not thanking for these bad situations, And also we are not focusing on how the situation unfolds.
而是我们存着感恩的心，我们依靠主去面对，以致我们能够胜过摆在面前那个的伤痛。
But rather, we should bear a thankful heart. Rely on our Lord to face this situation, so we can overcome the pain.
有两节经文可以安慰我们的，可以帮助我们。
Two verses that may give us some comfort.
雅各书一章十二节。
In James chapter 1 verse 12,
他说能忍受试炼的人是有福的，因为他经过了考验之后，就能够得着生命的冠冕，而这个冠冕是主应许给爱他的人的。
Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life.And that the Lord has promised to those who love Him.
我哋感谢佢带领我哋生命每一步走向一个美好嘅冠冕。
And we thank Jesus that He lead us every step of our life, leading us towards the crown of life.
哥林哥后书十二章九节。
2 Corinthians 12:9。
我们感谢的是在我们经历的难处当中，我们能够有能力去前行，因为他的恩典够我用。
We give thanks to God because He gave us the strength to go through when suffering or hardship, because His grace is sufficient for us.
凡事感恩是超越苦难的出路。
Give thanks no matter what. This is the way out of hardship.
面对苦难仍然能够谢恩，这个是不容易学的功课。
Giving thanks while in distress is not an easy lesson.
但是在座当中，我都看到一些弟兄姊妹，你们就是苦难当中云彩的见证人。
But among you, my brothers and sisters, many of you are the crowds of witnesses.Who have been through distress.
令我好感动，亦都系为你哋感恩。
And I'm touched by your story, and I'm grateful for you. I thank God for you.
唔识感恩就会变成点咧？
What if we don't know how to give thanks?
就会变成埋怨。
Then most likely we will like to grumble.
以色列人就系一个。提醒我们的好例子。
Israel is a good example.
在旷野的时候，他多次埋怨神，所以他们没了平安，没了喜乐，也失去了很多福气。
In the wilderness, the Israelites complained to God many times, and they had no joy, no peace, and they lost blessings.
不过都唔好笑佢哋啊，我哋唔会即係往往唔会为咗拥有嘅嘢而感恩，我哋却係为咗得唔到嘅嘢而去埋怨。
The Lord laughed at them. Probably we are the same. We will probably it's in our nature not to give thanks for what we have, but we always complain what we could not get.
回顾感恩节嘅起源咧，系同英国基督教嘅宗教纷争系有关嘅。
The root of thanksgiving is related to the religious dispute in Christianity.
Christianity. 17世紀的時候，一批清教徒在英國為了逃避宗教迫害，就輾轉流亡到了美洲。
In the 17th century, some Puritans, becausethey try to avoid religious persecution, so they wander. They go to America.
他们就在那里寻找宗教自由的新天地。
And they try to find a free land that they can have free religious freedom.
他们在11月份的时候又上了这个麻萨诸塞州，大约就是这个麻省。
So in November of that year, they arrived the land.Place where we now call Massachusetts.
因为旅途当中那个的疲乏，行程的疲乏，同埋加上冰天雪地，佢又唔够食物啦，又唔够衣着，同埋冇避寒嘅地方。
Because of the weary long journey, and there was very cold winter, and they don't have enough food or shelter.
所以咧，佢哋有一半嘅人咧就係喺嗰度死亡。
Half of them lost their life。
嚇，幾乎每一日咧有家庭咧都有人死，所以咧境況非常凄慘。
Almost every day there are some people, there are people die, and it was pretty miserable。
留低嘅人咧，好唔容易先至過到春，到到春天，正在喺度諗我究竟點樣繼續捱落去。
The rest people they can hardly survive spring, and they talk, said to themselves, "How do we live on?"
啊，住喺附近嘅印第安人咧，喺呢個時候嚟幫佢哋，嚟到教佢哋種嗰啲玉米啊，啊教佢哋捕魚啊，教佢哋狩獵。
At this time,The aboriginals who lived there, they helped them, teaching them how to grow sweet corns, how to hunt or fishing.
咁所以當年咧，佢哋有一個好嘅豐收。
And that year they have a very good harvest.
啊，於是佢哋就感恩上帝帶到佢嚟呢一度，亦都係感恩上帝俾佢哋嚟到去繼續嘅供應，而係創立咗第一個感恩節。
And they gave thanks to God, thanking God for bringing them there.Giving them the new night there, and they set up the very first Thanksgiving day.
今天是感恩节，我们真的一起去感恩。
Today is Thanksgiving. Let's give thanks to our God together.
我们也更加高兴的就是有 Victor Ken 弟兄在我们当中，是愿意藉着洒水礼在众人面前公开来作见证。
And we are very happy to have our brother Victor Ken this morning having baptism.To be witness of God in front of all of us.
啊，佢願意與主同死、同埋葬、同復活，願意永遠跟隨主，亦加入我哋教會嘅大家庭。
Then our brother Victor, he would die with our Lord, buried with him, and rise with him, and he is one of our big families now.
係，讓我哋一齊歡迎佢喺主裏邊咧，彼此相愛。
Let's welcome him again.
啊，亦都系再一次，我哋一齐咧，被今日嘅信息经文嚟到去提醒，要常常喜乐，不住嘅祷告，凡事谢恩，因为呢个就系神喺基督耶稣里边向你哋所定嘅旨意。
And let's remind ourselves one more time that we have to be, let's rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
我哋认定
This is God's will for us in Christ.
我们认定上帝呢，是在我们这些相信人的身上呢，我们能够万事互相效力。
Let's believe firmly that in all things that God works for the good of those who love Him.
是罗马书八章28节的提醒。
That's from Romans 28, verse
8. 今天呢，信息呢的经文之后呢，我们都是有些功课的。
After the messenger or some homework,
其實咧，我哋咧都好似呢一啲嘅朝聖者一樣咧，我哋生活裏邊咧有好多唔同嘅選擇。
Like the Puritans we just mentioned, that we can make choices.
啊，佢哋可以去埋怨嘅，因為佢哋因為宗教自由死咗咁多嘅人。
Well, they can choose to complain because the journey causes so many lives.
但是他们都有很多的感恩的事情，他就选择了感恩。
But they are also things to thank for, and they chose to thank God for this.
所以他们就是创立了感恩节流传于后世。
And they set up Thanksgiving, and it lasts until today. And it lasts today.
成为了基督的见证人，也是我们的榜样。
And they are God's witnesses, and are also our examples.
在我们的生命和他们都一样，但是我们究竟选择谢恩呢，或是埋怨呢？
We can have same life, similar life like them. So that comes down to what do we choose? We choose to give thanks or we choose to complain.
我们看到自己有限，所以我们要学习是以谦卑顺服上帝的心。
We see our limitations. So let's use a humble heart.
迎向生命中每一个的高山和低谷。
And have faith in our Lord to face all the top hilltops or valley in our lives.
啊，纵然我哋经历系会有患难
，we may still face hardship and distress in our lives.
但我哋可以同主耶稣讲，因为有你。
But we can say to our Lord Jesus, we have you.
所以我可以谢恩。
That's why we can give thanks.
所以我现在邀请大家有一段安静的时间，你思想你最近最困扰你的事情。
Let's have some quiet moment. Think about things that are troubling you right now.
你来到去向上帝祈求，尝试转化成为一个感恩的颂赞。
Pray to God, ask Him to convert the things that are troubling you into gratitude.
我们学习迈向信心成熟的一步，我们一起有一个安静的时间。
Let's try to step our life one step closer into maturity.